Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's The Ghost Show, and we are set for the day. Okay, once more, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today we are going to talk about a touchy subject. So, in order to get into the subject, I am going to tell a story. Yes, a very short, maybe long story about a guy named George. George has a wife and two kids, a boy and a girl. Now, George is in Benin and he lives a pretty typical life with his wife and his kids. They have a pretty boring life, like nothing extravagant, nothing that far out. So what happened was that George's son, let's call him Mike went off to college and didn't see his family for about a really long time, let's say 6-7 months. And his daughter too went to college, and then so pretty much kids grew up and they didn't have contact with their parents anymore that much. So on some holiday occasion, let's say maybe Christmas or whatever, George's daughter, let's call her Clarice came home with a girl, a friend of hers. George assumed she was a friend, and so Clarice said, "Mom, Dad, Mike, I have something to tell you. This is my partner." Let's call the partner, I don't know, Bella. Okay, so Clarice goes on and says, "Hey mom, hey dad, hey bro, this is my partner Bella." So George is like, "Oh, you have a partner? You didn't tell me you were starting a business or anything like that, or is she your secretary or something like that? I am so proud of you, and I am encouraging you for empowering women and letting them, and you know, working for women in general." So that was what George thought. And then Clarice goes on and says, "Dad, no, I mean, this is my life partner. This is who I chose to live my life with, and this is who I'm gonna be with for the rest of my life." Now George freaks out, like he freezes up, and then he's like, "Wait, what? What?" So he generally just freaks out and loses everything. So that is our subject for today. We're gonna be talking about homosexuality. The subject for today is going to be homosexuality. Where do you stand with homosexuals? Now, George, after the scene, went on and told his daughter that if she's going to continue being homosexual, he doesn't want to have anything to do with her anymore. He doesn't want to see her at the house, at any family reunion. He doesn't want to see her anywhere. He literally just cut his links with his daughter. Okay, so like I said, George freaks out. Like, he freaks out completely, cuts his ties with his daughter, and is like, "Listen, if you're gonna be homosexual, you can't be my daughter anymore, and I do not want to have anything to have to do with you anymore, as long as you're gonna be homosexual. If you want to be my daughter, you have to come back to be the girl who gets dicked up, if I can use that expression." So what I'm asking you guys now is to tell me, if you were in George's position, what would be your reaction? Would you react the same way? Or what would you do? Now, me personally, if I was in the same position as George, what I would do is I would have a talk with my daughter and ask her, "Okay, you've chosen to be homosexual. Fine, I have no problems with that whatsoever. What I do have a problem with, what I have a problem is how are you going to have kids? Because that is my problem. Because I worked hard for my genes. I mean, I am smart, I am athletic, I play basketball, I am tall, I am good looking. I mean, you're not just gonna throw all that away. You have to do something. I mean, you can't just cut my line up like that. No, I worked really, really hard. I mean, look at yourself. You're so hot that a girl finds you hot, or a guy finds you hot. So Anyhow, if my son ever came up and said he was gay, or my daughter came up, I would like, okay, I worked really hard to get you to this stage of sexiness, to be attracted by this, to get to be found attractive by the same sex. So you can't just cut that there. You're gonna have to do something for me as your dad. So what I want you to do, if I was talking to my daughter, I would say, okay, what I want you to do is get out one of your eggs and get it frozen, or better still, like, there's not that much of a problem if it was my daughter, because maybe later in life she's gonna want to say, okay, I need a child of my own. So instead of adopting, she might want to get artificially inseminated or whatever. So that doesn't bring up the whole what about my genes thing. But if it was a dude, if it was my son that was like, I like dicks, I'll be like, whatever, that's your problem, that's your choice, but make sure you freeze your sperm, because you cannot throw all the hard work I put into my genes away just like that. So you're gonna have to freeze your sperm and then let some lucky girl or some lucky couple, whatever, use my genes and continue to populate the world, because my genes are awesome. I mean, seriously, I'm fucking bilingual. Excuse my French, excuse my cursing, whatever, but seriously, that would be what I would do. I would ask for a guarantee that I'm gonna have biological grandchildren. I'm gonna have children that are not adopted. I don't give a fuck. Excuse my French once more. I don't give a damn if you get another kid, if you adopt another kid, as long as you have a kid that comes from your genes in the mix. Not the first kid per se, or the last kid, but at least have a kid that comes from you. That would be my condition. But if it was you, what would you do? What would be your condition to let this situation pass? Would you shun out your kid and be like, no, I don't want to have anything to do with you? Or would you be like, okay, if you do so, okay, then I'm cool with this. So that would be my take on the situation. Okay, now guys, I expect you guys to leave comments, like really, really deep thought comments, because I'm gonna use them for the comment section. And what Anchor does is it lets you record a comment, so you don't have to send it by WhatsApp. You can still send it by WhatsApp on my +229 66 88 06 91, or you can comment directly on the app Anchor. It doesn't weigh that much. It's just a few megabytes. So you can download the app. I have the link in the description. So you can download the app from there, or you can write to me on WhatsApp and let me know what your take on the situation would be. Let me know your side of the story. Let me know what you would do. So that's the end of the show today. I am, was, and always will be Emmanuel. So see you guys later for the comment section. Peace.